From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Researchers have released maps showing which U.S. counties have been home to the two species of mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. As KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports, Pueblo County is among them.
The Pueblo City County Health Department contracts for weekly mosquito collections throughout the county during the summer. Sarah Joseph is the spokesperson for the department. She says only two total mosquitoes of the species known to carry Zika were found in the county in 2010, and none have been found since. So Joseph says people in Pueblo don't have to worry about Zika right now, but adds they still need to avoid mosquitoes.
It's important for people to know that West Nile virus is in Pueblo City and County for the last couple years, and we want to make sure people take individual precaution to protect themselves.
Joseph says people can protect themselves from mosquitoes by draining standing water, wearing long sleeves, wearing DEET, and staying in during dawn and dusk when West Nile mosquitoes are most active. For KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
Investigators are trying to determine how a 24-year-old backpacker apparently fell to his death while hiking in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. The body of Ryan Wood Moss of Colorado Springs, who was reported overdue Saturday, was recovered Tuesday from the base of a cliff. The National Park Service said Moss was originally from North Carolina, but the coroner says he had family in Virginia. Moss is believed to have been hiking the Warner Route, the longest of the extremely steep trails that lead from the canyon's rim to the Gunnison River, after a night of camping. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.